Josh Kilbane walks along a narrow dirt road outside of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. His herd of Scottish Highland cattle, the kind with long, shaggy bangs and curved horns, munch on tall green grasses behind an electric fence.
She's a nice cow. She is so smart. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, she'll be.
You'll hear lots of those moos here at Yampa Valley Farms, and oinks, too. Kilbane also raises hogs. The one thing you won't hear much of anymore is the clucks of chickens.
Well, what spawned it was the idea of creating really, really healthy, good chicken.
Kilbane bought thousands of chickens and processing equipment last year. He explored whether local restaurants would buy local chicken for a premium price.
We could sell these birds, and it sounds ridiculous, but for $15 to $18 a bird.
The demand was there, but after crunching the numbers, the project was scrapped.
It would cost somewhere between $250 and $350, $100,000. To build a plant to process birds to the specifications of the federal government. And that pushes us out as a small farm right off the bat.
And there's really no other place in Northwest Colorado where a small local farmer could drop off chickens for processing. There are places to take cattle, but no chickens. It's a familiar story all over the Midwest. There are huge chicken processing plants, but you can't get in there if you're not contracted with a company. So chalk that up as problem number one, a lack of infrastructure. Problem number two, the growing season.
Our challenge in Colorado, and particularly in the Steamboat area, is that our growing season is about 59 days from frost to frost. And so it is a real challenge for people growing their own food.
Karen Massey is the Colorado State University Extension agent for Rout County. That number, 59 days, is something you hear over and over in Steamboat Springs. It's even on the cover of a gardening guide the Extension office hands out. With cold winters and steamy summers, farmers growing food in the Midwest know unpredictable weather is a headache. Massey says that's why many farmers markets can feel more like flea markets.
There have been very creative businesses started with season extenders, but it's a long haul. We sometimes get 400 inches of snow.
But those season extenders, like greenhouses and hoop houses, can be expensive and tough to maintain. And if they get too big, they can bring up another impediment to local food production: government regulation. Steamboat Springs, like many cities and towns with local foodies, functions under a master plan that discourages sprawl into the open space that surrounds the town. Alan Goldich is with Rout County, Colorado's planning department.
We want to keep those commercial uses in the growth centers or near the growth centers. And when you start to expand those commercial uses outside of those growth centers, then you start to lose that western rural character, the open agricultural feel.
Goldich says his office has started passing along worksheets to aspiring local food growers as a bit of a reality check about the uphill battle they can face. There are lots of permits to file and specifications to meet in order to get a business off the ground. Even with all the roadblocks, Rout County Planning Director Chad Phillips says it's not stopping all prospective farmers.
What we're seeing is some of the newer people, either to the, you know, to the county or just with a different perspective, that they want to make this work. And they're not doing it because it's easy money. They're doing it because their hearts are into it.
That passion can be clearly seen by the lively online bartering that goes on when a person's garden is overly productive. And more than a handful of people in town have taken advantage of a state law that allows cooks to sell foods prepared in the home. And back at Yampa Valley Farms, Josh Kilbane says yes, the climate in Steamboat can be harsh. But that's no reason to throw your hands in the air and give up. When 10 feet of snow drops on the ranch, his shaggy Scottish cattle and woolly dreadlocked hogs barely realize it.
I'm not going to stop it from being 40 below and 60 mile an hour windstorms, but that I can match that animal to that storm.
Kilbane says it's that kind of adaptation farmers in the Midwest have been doing forever to survive, and it'll be a matter of adapting even further to meet the demand of a new market that increasingly wants food to be locally produced. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.